Welcome back to Life with DJ Sessions. I am your humble host, Daniel Joseph Sessions. As a friendly reminder, Life is an acronym for Lessons in Financial Empowerment. Purpose of this show is to provide financial literacy ideas and concepts to the African-American community from my point of view. As a professional residing in Southwest Ohio, specifically the Dayton area, these concepts and ideas are based on my years of experience in financial services, consumer, residential, and commercial lending, life insurance, and small business loans, mentorship. These lessons will hopefully start and continue conversations around wealth building and wealth creation for the African American communities. Now, in the introductory show, I kind of laid out a roadmap for building and maintaining wealth. They vary from mindset about money, life insurance, paying yourself first, developing multiple streams of income, leveraging credit, real estate, and transportation, investing in education and developing yourself and the next generations, and also having fun living your best life because you will make mistakes along the way, as we all do, right? Nobody's perfect. I want to first talk about understanding the difference in labor income, earned income, and passive income. Labor income, pretty simple. You work set amount of hours per week. You get paid a set dollar amount for those hours. And you get paid a wages for the hours worked. Earned income is income that is derived from interest over time. So if I have $100,000 in an investment vehicle and it pays dividends, and those dividends come to me in the form of an earned income. I didn't do anything. My money worked for me. And then you've got passive income, right? So passive income, probably the most popular for passive income is rental properties, right? I own an asset, say a house. My payment on it is $600. I charge $1,000 rent. Essentially, $400 of that is a profit of income, but not technically because you could, you know, there's write-offs and expenses and so on and so forth. But you understand that that's passive income that comes to me. And I think sometimes when you talk about the mindset around money and really kind of educating yourself around that is understanding, first off, there's just lots of different types. And that kind of leads to another point of, you know, you've got your income, right? But then you've got equity and ownership of, let's say, an ownership of a business. You've got equity in a property. So you've got, you know, another example of that would be about $100,000 property. I owe $20,000 on it. Got $80,000 worth of equity. So I'm looking at money and understanding the different concepts about money. You know, there's inheritance, right? You can inherit artwork. You can inherit real estate. You can inherit cash. You know, so there's, you talk about mindset of money, you have to open your mind to think about all the different avenues of, number one, how people are making money, and then, but number two, what all the different ways money exists. You know, something else we want to talk about is also, with when it comes to mindset, is practicing Black group economics, really honing in on bouncing that dollar, spending money within your community. And when I talk about spending money within a community, I'm talking spending money to do business with. Now, that's not to exclude other people. That's not to say that non-Black businesses are not good. It's just a way to help Black businesses. Let's just call it what it is. Because other racial ethnic groups do this. And for whatever reason, and we know reasons, but that's a different conversation for a different time. But I'd also like to mention surrounding yourself with excellence. There's an old saying, if you're the smartest person in your room, you're in the wrong room. And this applies to your economic condition. I mean, if you're in a situation where you're wanting to improve your economic condition, get to know Black lawyers, Black accountants, Black bankers, Black financial advisors, Black business owners. One nice thing too about in today's age is that you've got a wealth of information right there at your fingertips. Go online at a library, learn and understand different things about investing. The Black Business School teaches economics by Dr. Boyce Watkins. Mindset and educating yourself to improve your understanding is reading. So there's There's a great book called Black Labor, White Wealth by Dr. Claude Anderson. You know, that helps you understand the history of kind of where we've come from and then where we're going. Well, that's my time today. Thanks again for tuning in. And next time, we'll continue to unpack different wealth building concepts. This has been another lesson in financial empowerment with DJ Sessions. Until then, stay safe and stay well.